Blog Talk Radio.
Because her mother wanted to talk to her.
Oh, well, that was just wonderful timing. It didn't take me nearly as long to figure out you were having technical difficulties tonight. Big round of applause for Pandora Rose for making it only a 2-minute technical difficulty.
Yeah, especially seeing how I had set the show up to do the Sea Pony song as the opening theme, and it went into the regular opening theme, so I'm sitting here going, no, 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 not that one, that one, that one, that one.
No, but I digress. That was awesome. I was actually just thinking of that when the show was about to start. I'm going, darn it, I forgot to do the Sea Pony song again, and then it was on. I was so happy. We do need to shorten it just a little bit. We don't need to hear the whole song. But it, you know what? That recording is much better than the other song's recording. So I'm really happy about it.
But you know what it is? I think it's because the other recording had been at a 50% volume level. And I bopped everything up to 100%.
You know, that was going to be the next thing I was going to mention to you. Is, you know, I did notice going in there, but I forgot to. So, yeah, you know what? I suspect highly that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, we'll know when we play our ending clip. Yeah.
All of a sudden, we'll actually hear Kimono. She won't sound like a little fly in background.
Hey, you know, I'm still trying to figure this out, okay? It's only been almost two months, so, okay, give me a little bit of leeway here.
No, you're doing great. You get to take care of all of the responsibility, and I just get to be entertaining. That works fine for me.
Of course that works fine for you.
Well, I did manage the helm that 1 week. I'm not completely incompetent. Although I do prefer not having to worry about any of it.
Oh, well, maybe by next year, maybe I'll actually have a laptop. So when I go to the convention, if we are still on the air, I'll actually be able to do everything myself.
Yeah, that would be quite something. Unnecessary, it's not that darn difficult, but something.
Okay. Okay. I've just gone off my rocker here. Sorry. Bad week.
Yeah. You have had a screwy week. I'll give you that.
Yes, I had my 1-year anniversary at work, and not one person realized it.
Well, you know, at Burger King, they really don't start keeping track until you've been there for 2 years.
Yes, but I would at least have thought the person who trained me would have said, hey, you've been here for a year now.
So you've got the Whopper down pat? Is that what you're saying?
I've got the Whopper down pat, and gosh darn it, I can run the entire place.
Awesome. Without burning fries. That's very, very
yes.
cool.
Yes, I can run the drive-thru and the main counter all by myself.
Wow. You know, I don't know if I've ever worked any place that actually took note of my 1-year anniversary. For that matter, I'm not sure I've worked any place where I kept track of my 1-year anniversary. So that's interesting.
I think the only reason why I did is because most of my jobs, I think I've only maybe, the most amount of time has maybe been a year and 2 months. And that was working retail.
Oh, so you're working on a record here.
Yes.
You've got 2 more months to go, and it'll be the longest job you've had.
Yes. And the most pay.
Right? Well, you know, that's really not giving me high hopes for how long you're going to stick with this show. You're not even getting paid.
Yes, but I enjoy myself.
Oh, well, I guess that counts for something.
Yes. And, oh, you know, I did forget to mention last week, which was something I really wanted to. I actually finished an entire set from beginning to end at the fair.
Really? Which one?
Ember's Dream.
You mean you got all your embers?
I've now got every baby ember, but what I had done was I was going through all the tables, and I found her cassette at one table. And
oh.
I went back to the table where I was hanging out with everyone from Virginia, and I was just kind of hanging out with them, and I told Sailor Libra, hey, you know what, the only thing I need to get now is baby Ember with the star on her butt. And she goes, I think I saw it at that table. And let's just say, yeah, I did a mad dash around the entire place. Then I got to Bridget's mom's table.
I like Bridget's mom.
I like her, too. And
She's one of the few people I remember specifically being new to the Trading Post when she first started actually posting. Was not terribly long after I had first started posting. So, you know, like sometimes you just associate certain people with certain times. So I always remember, yay, I'm not the newest person anymore because Bridget's mom started signing on. So I've always had a fond place in my heart for her.
There you go. Yeah, but I got to her table and sitting right in front was baby Ember with the star on her butt.
Happy,
so
happy.
I wrapped her up and I said, mine! And she goes, you know, the only thing I'm missing is her tape. And I said, guess what? I just picked it up from that table over there. And I just said, it's all mine. It's all mine.
I couldn't help that. That's okay. Well, that's pretty cool. It's always a nice feeling to be able to get all that knocked out in one shot, because I know it can be so frustrating to be searching for that one last pony or piece or whatever it is you need to complete said part of collection.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I looked for my last princess clip for like a year. It drove me absolutely batty, but that was frustrating.
Oh, yeah, and that was the only baby Ember I didn't have, was the one with the star on the butt.
But, you know, it's also, like, nice to, I mean, you just knock it out. I think that's why when you see those auctions, say, on eBay that have the entire set, say, of merry-go-round ponies or, you know, ballerina ponies, they always go for a pretty good price because people are like, oh, I won't have to go tracking down every last one. They're all right there.
Exactly. Exactly. But anywho, then, on to tonight's topic. I do believe we are venturing into year 4.
That we are. Yay! Please tell me that was an aquarium or some sort of strange sound effect that I just heard. That wasn't what I thought it was, right?
Our air conditioner in our dining room needs to be recharged. It's kind of this big, huge, honking thing that's actually attached to the house.
Most air conditionings are, in one way or another, attached to the house.
No, I meant permanently, as in this sucker is not coming out.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of an air conditioner needing to be recharged before.
Yeah, if it's one
of
those
bigger... Are you guys,
like,
on generator power out there or something?
No, it's just... It's an older model. It's, like, really, 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 really old.
Oh, well, I guess that's kind of interesting, on one hand, that it still works, and, you know, conversation piece.
Right. It still works, and let's just say, yeah, my mother loves it. The thing can... cool the front room, front bedroom, her bedroom, and halfway up the hallway, and we have one in the kitchen, and it does the whole back of the house. So, I mean, these things will cool the entire first level of our house just perfectly well. So, but anyway, the reason why we have one that sounds like you're in the middle of an aquarium is because I said the one needs to be recharged.
And so it just makes strange bubbling, sort of like you're in a bathroom aquarium or flushing the toilet noise?
Yeah, because it's old and it's going to go soon.
Is it still working, though? Is it still producing air?
This, the one that we put in temporarily, yes, thank God.
Well, you know, we probably shouldn't spend the rest of the show talking about your air conditioning. It's fascinating as it is.
No.
You might want to actually talk about that topic you were going to talk about,
yes.
Which was year four. Yes, you already said year four.
Yes, year four, which is from 1985 to 1986.
Or,
and
to make it a little easier, according to Kim Schreiner's Dream Valley page, we're just using her year four for reference so that we all are talking about the same ponies. Because, again, we've talked about that before. Some people count the years slightly different. So, for reference, we are using Kim Schreiner's site.
Yes. Which I can't remember exactly what year that one notes.
I'm going to link the page here in chat. There we go. That's where I'm at. Because year four was such a busy year that Kim actually has two pages for year four.
Yes. Which it was still 1985 to 1986.
Right. But, again, year five includes things from 1986. So it's not the entire year of 1986 because we talked about that before, how they started production in the middle of the year. So that's where all of our slightly confusing information come from.
Yes, it does. But a little note about this year, the My Little Pony movie came out in theaters during this year. So
us
pony people actually were seeing more new pony characters and more items than ever before because of this.
Yes, see, and now I have to go do some homework real quick. You just keep talking for just a moment. I want to look up something before I go and open my mouth. What?
Yeah,
little alley cat, you're going to think before you speak?
I agree. That is a new one.
Stop the presses.
But, yeah, this here, it actually brought about a lot of new characters, a lot of new things.
Well, since you brought up the movie, which isn't technically a pony, I will bring up, just in mentioning in passing, that Hollywood, who some people confuse as a mail order, she was actually handed out at the My Little Pony movie.
Ah. interesting.
That's what a lot of people, I mean, that doesn't specifically say that at some of the sites, but a lot of people back when I first started collecting and talking about her was she was actually handed out. Now, she may have also been a mail order, but she was actually handed Maybe. Out at movie theaters when you came to see the movie in 1986, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty darn cool.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times something's been handed out in a movie you went to see besides cheesy 3D glasses.
Not much. But, yeah, but not only did the movie come out, I mean, the stars of the movie were actually being put into the My Little Pony syndicated cartoon series. So,
it's a pony invasion.
Yes, we were going strong, and we were invading everything. We were invading movie theaters and TV sets. And look at us now. We're invading online radio.
Yes, we are. We're famous.
We're
everywhere. We will not die. My Little Pony forever.
Yes. Everywhere. We are invading, and... Oh, I do want to give out one little quick shout-out, if you don't mind.
All right. It depends on who it is.
It's Handsome Awkward.
Oh, yes,
like
I actually know who that is. Why are we shouting out?
Because she will be making for you and me our own signature for the show.
She's making a what?
A signature banner for us for the show.
Oh, that's so awesome. You mean for us to put in our
mm-hmm.
signatures? Like,
yep.
That's why it's called a signature banner, right?
Yes.
so that I can actually have something down there in my signature besides my little snarky comment.
Yes. You can actually advertise the show.
Oh, God, that means people might actually know that I'm doing this.
But here I thought you wanted people to know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course I want people to know. Of course. I'm so proud of the show.
Yes. I hope you are.
No, I am. I'm just playing.
Yes. And also, Car Red Roses asked that we give her a shout-out, too.
Okay. Hi, Car. Karen.
Hi.
That's right. She does not like to be called Car, and I'm just notorious about wanting to call her that, but she prefers to be called Red Roses or Karen. So, hi, not Car, Red Roses, Karen.
And here I promised her I'd make sure you did her name right.
I think we just lost her. I think she just signed off our chat. She's going to teach me a lesson. Oh, there she is. I think she's back.
Oh, no, she's going to hurt me.
We now bring you to our first installment of the Giggle Channel.
And the fan of our giggle track is not on. Is not listening tonight. I don't know why.
Aw. Well, did you snip the giggle track for future use yet?
No, I haven't done that. And seeing as how this is a long weekend, I guess I should have did that this morning, huh?
Hey, you got sea ponies on. You are given a reprieve for at least another week.
I'll work on the giggle track, I promise.
I can't promise how I'll feel about it next week.
Yes, especially seeing as how, during the convention, I had no voice. I couldn't really giggle.
Yeah, I know. That was a perfect example of why we need the giggle track.
Yes. I will definitely work on that. But let's venture on into year four, why don't we? Shall we?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Let me multitask. Yes, I have been given the smackdown from a certain KRR that we won't mention.
Oh, Aww.
Gotta be careful who you give personal information to, okay? That's all I'm saying. We can move on.
Yes, I do believe, yes, now she'll come looking for you now.
Yeah.
And Red Roses, I've got her address.
Do you have her address?
I have her address.
Address. I was like, that perfume puff did not come with address, hon.
No, I have your address.
Yes, this is true. You do have my address. And luckily I live far, far away.
Hey, Red Roses, why don't we do a road trip?
She actually lives closer to me than you do.
Oh, there you go. She can do a road trip.
I may be seeing her sometime this summer. I'm going to be making a road trip up towards her area. I don't know if I'll actually make it all the way there, though. So I'm just going to say that so that maybe she'll be nicer to me because then she knows that I can find her.
Yes.
And then it's on. That's right.
And no, we will not be airing that live. I am sorry.
Oh, wait, that would be a totally different kind of show, huh?
Yes. That would be the 2 a.m. show.
Yeah.
The one I'm sleeping for.
So, how about them ponies?
Yes.
Year four.
Year four. It brought about a lot of different changes. The first ones being so soft ponies.
Oh, yes, those oh-so-strange flocked ponies. Let me tell you, the very first time I ever came across a so-soft pony was before I was actually into collecting ponies, but rather finding them to restore and pass along to more enthusiastic people with money. And I remember fishing through because I saw the hair sticking up. I said, I think that's a pony hair. I went and grabbed it, and I touched a so-soft pony in the midst of, like, the Goodwill pile of stuff, and I recoiled my hand back, like, oh, my gosh, what did I just touch? Because it was the freakiest feeling when you're expecting, like, a nice plastic pony body, and you just feel what feels like, oh, my gosh, what is that in my hand? And I think the first few so-softs I ever came across, I was like, I'm not taking that home. I don't care. Because that is just the creepiest. I could not touch them at first. Now, it's like my absolute passion to find minty so-softs. Because after I found a mint or very close to mint condition so-soft, and was like, oh, this is how they're supposed to look, and this is how they're supposed to feel, I became completely hooked. You know, I went home and made it so beautiful and wonderful and was like rubbing it up against my cheek, and it was so soft.
Yes. Unfortunately, most of so softs I find, I'll get them in a lot, and like half their flocking is off, so I end up having to try and remove the rest.
Oh, so you became a professional deflocker?
Not really. I'm really horrible at it.
It's just something to pass the time then.
Yes. Hot water, baby.
I will say it is quite a feat to find a minty so soft, and when you do, it's like nothing else will ever be like good enough again.
Well, I found two. I found three at the fair that are really, 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 really good condition.
All right, we're going on location. Follow me up to the pony room because my daughter is playing Super Mario Smash Brothers, and that does not make a very good soundtrack for My Little Pony.
No. So while you're talking, should I go ahead and list all of the ponies? Oh, 500 of them?
My God, she's like growing up or something, and she like actually has other interests. What's wrong with that girl? While her mother is doing a My Little Pony talk show, something is really wrong with this picture.
Oh, yes.
So here I am, up in the... Everybody, breathe with me. It's the scent of pony. Pony scent. It's plastic. Yay. Times a zillion. I'm going to have to use air freshener in this room. It's an amazing feeling. So, since you're at the computer, you're actually just going to have to be the lead there. I'm going to have no factual information. I will be the on-site reporter. You tell me what ponies we're talking about, and I will touch them.
Okay. The Silsoft ponies, the very first set, oh my dear God, were there okay. So many of them.
Well, yes, I'm looking at them. I've got, like, row upon row of Sosoffs, and there's just, like, a million of them.
Yeah, and this is just from the very first set. There were 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There were 22.
In the first year? Or are we talking about the entire set? I'm like, wait a minute, that whole set.
No, the very first time they came out. There were 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Really?
That was just the very first running.
And then they came back out the next year?
I think so. I'm looking
or
ahead.
Or did they all come out in year 4? See, I am not down at the computer able to verify and follow your information here.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. They only did come out. Nope, there were two.
Like, there were other releases, because, I mean, the second release was the ones that have the harder-to-find, more sought-after Sosoffs. But did they come out the same year, or did they come out the following year?
No, those ones came out the following year.
And were they the only ones released the following year? So we only got the additional, what was that, 4 in that set?
5.
There
were an additional 5.
And then, so that brings the tally for the Sosoft set to 27. Is this including the mail order Sosoft?
No, this is not including mail order.
So that makes 28. I have a 28. I hear 29. Anybody? 29. Do we have a 29? Okay, sounds like it's 28.
Yep.
Now I have to count my personal collection, and then I'm going to have to sigh in despair when I realize I don't have 28.
So should I mention all 22 of the first ones?
One moment, I'm counting. Oh, wait, you go ahead and do that while I count.
Okay, we had, now let me take a deep breath here, Bouncy Buttons, Cherry's Jubilee, Cupcake Fifi, Gusty, Heartthrob Hippie Hop, Lucky Split, or Lickety Split, Lofty, Magic Star, North Star, Paradise Posey, Ribbons,
Scrumptious?
Thank you.
She's one of my favorites, by the way.
Isn't she cute?
Yeah, and she's one of the easier ones to find in mint condition, which is another reason to really like her.
I have not found her yet, but anyway, let's move on.
Continue,
Shady,
after Scrumptious.
Shady, Skippity-Doo, Surprise, Truly, Twist, and Wind Whistler.
Wind Whistler is another really nice one if you can find her with pink hair.
I think mine has pink hair.
I have to look and see if I think mine has light. Oh, no, look, yes, it has pink hair. A little light.
I don't
but
remember
it's still
what
pink.
I put
the tail
her.
Is pinker than the mane, and she has a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of flocking missing off the tip of one ear. Otherwise, she is beautiful. Thank you.
I don't
and
know where my Wind Whistler is.
I lost count twice trying to count while you were going through all those names, because then I thought I'd play the game of find the pony as fast as she's talking about it, because I don't have them in order. And I lost. I did not win that game. So now I have to count again.
Sorry. But, yeah, Wind Whistler, I actually have two of them because I bought one at the fair, and I didn't have my book out at the time, so I didn't realize I already had one of her.
I have 28. Oh, my gosh, I think that means I have them all. Now, you see, now I'm all excited. I have 28, which means I think I have them all. I really do have them all. But then we're going to find out there's, like, 32, and then I'm going to be upset again.
Probably.
But no wonder there's rows upon rows. I totally did not mean to cut you off, but when I hit 28, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's such a moment. Because, yeah, this is one of those sets that you really, literally, it's going to be much harder. You have to go by number. Okay, there's 28. I have 28, therefore I am complete. You can't just say, okay, I have, you know, you can think of 6 specific ponies for that one little set. I mean, there's just so freaking many of them, it's easier to remember a number. Although I can pretty much think of all of them. I think if it was like a, if it was a test, I might be able to do it with my eyes closed.
See, I have 10.
Yeah, I can't believe I have 28. That means I really do have them all.
Oh my God, I can't believe
it. Something's got to be wrong. Do I really? Yeah, no, I do. I do. There's. Oh wow, I have a mint satin and lace. So soft. Go figure. Who knew?
Oh, wait, and then you have to add that one, and that makes 29.
I thought that it was 28 total. Uh-oh.
No, 28.
Uh-oh.
No.
If that's correct, that means somebody is missing.
No. Okay, let's rewind.
I know. What you're saying is if there's 29, that means somebody is missing. Okay?
Okay. How about we do this? 28 ponies that were available.
If there was 22, if there was 22 the first year, and then five additional ones, that makes 27 plus a mail order, which makes 28.
Actually, there were 22 in the So Soft line. There was one in another set. There were five the next year. Then there were some mail orders.
Which was the one in the other set?
You want to skip ahead already?
Well, now, look, I'm having a moment here of crisis. I need to know the one that was in the other set so that we can move
best
on and
wishes.
I can be complete. Best wishes?
Yes.
Which, okay, that has candles on her butt.
Yes.
And she is, what color is she? Pink?
Orange.
Orangey. Oh, yeah, okay, I got her. All right, that means, oh, crud. I've got to figure out the missing one. Well, at least we know it's not best wishes and it's not the mail order. So that really helped.
Yeah, there was actually only one mail order, and that was actually the satin lace. So there were 29 ponies.
Wow.
That were flocked.
This is going to bother me for the rest of the show because you know what? We might just have to move away from So Soft. Because we can't talk about the following year yet. We'll talk about them next week, and boy, will I unload on So Soft next week. So let's go on to the next place.
All righty. Next up on the block is baby ponies.
Oh, is this the first year for the baby ponies? Really?
No.
I thought they came out. No, more baby ponies. Like, wait a minute. We have
more
baby ponies already. More baby
ponies.
Which babies are these?
Betty by Eyes.
Oh, ew, wait, no, go back. You got me all excited. Don't do that. I mean, I remember looking at the year four countdown. I'm going, ew, we got to talk about those. I think I liked them for about a week in the last 12 years. I went through a week where I was like, oh, I got to have those. Those are kind of cool if they don't have rusted out eyes. And I got them all, and I think I sold them all a month later. I was like, okay, that was fun. Now get out of my house.
Yeah, they are a bit on the
creepy
side.
Creepy. But, you know, for those that may not be aware and never had the joy of actually seeing one, they have those eyes that open and close, just like the baby dolls that you lay down and their eyes shut, and then you sit them up and their eyes pop open and they're like these little glass eyes. But unfortunately, because we're talking about a little pony plastic head, when they constructed the little eye mechanism, they kind of look more like a pug.
Yeah.
like a little puppy dog pug with their eyes just kind of bulging on either side of their head. And that really, that alone is kind of creepy. And then, yeah, the whole look just did not really work well with ponies.
Then you add the eyeshadow above the eyes.
Which, for some reason, felt a good idea. Eyeshadow on a baby pony, yeah, that was a good idea.
Yes. But let me mention who they are first before we mention who has the eyeshadow.
That was another set that they just went on and on and on with. There's like 20 of those things.
Yes, there are. Quite
did they release them in the additional year as well, or is this the only year we had to suffer through them? There's so many, it seems like there'd be 2 years.
I think there were 2 years, and then there were releases for the play sets and all
right,
of that.
Right, and then there was the little, like, party time, not the party, the slumber time gift pack, or was it the party pack?
It must have been
the party pack because best wishes, so it must have been that.
You're moving ahead.
Well, it's a pony, and it's we've already talked about Best Wishes. We already broke that pack open, all right? The box has been opened. It's no longer mint and box. Let's just talk about it, okay?
But let's finish with the baby pony first.
Okay, yes. All right. You're going to put me through the horror of hearing all the names of these Betty by Eyes that I'm sure somebody out there would love to defend, but you're not listening. And if you listened, you could defend. You could call up right now. So anyway.
I think we actually have someone who wants to defend them, but I will move on.
Oh, crap. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Hit a button. Didn't mean to do that. Oh, shoot. Wait. Pete, ponies are falling. Ponies are falling. How do you turn it off? I forgot. Shh. I'm still sleeping. Oh, crap. No, you're not even in the right generation. Turn off.
See, this is what happens when you, like, are mean to the Betty by Eyes babies.
The pony gods are striking me from above. The G3 pony gods, no less. They're really torturing me. God, this thing won't shut up. Oh, thank you. Oh, gosh. I think my whole body broke out in a, like, nervous sweat. That hasn't happened since, like, I had to take a plane at high altitude.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm so sorry. What were you saying?
I was going to list all the Betty by Eye babies.
Oh, gosh, we're still there. Okay, go for it.
We have Baby Gusty, Baby Heartthrob, Baby Lickety Split, Baby Lofty, Baby Ribbon, and Baby Shady.
And the She's pretty shady, you know.
Yes. And the ponies that actually had eyeshadow were Baby Shady, Baby
Which made
Ribbon,
her that much creepier.
Baby Gusty had green eyeshadow, and she was a white baby.
Yeah, I remember
that.
And Baby Shady already stood out like a sore thumb, but they thought, hey, let's put eyeshadow on her. That'll be a good idea.
Oh, yeah. And then you had Baby Heartthrob, which it was kind of cute because it was just a darker shade of pink.
Right. It was a more, less glaring, annoying pink.
Yes.
So, I will say, though, yeah, I mean, you know, there were a couple that I actually thought would might. Were like half decent, but yeah, that sensation did not last long.
No, poor guy. Thank God.
But they also came with accessories and such, and
they came with the baby accessories, as we all know what the baby accessories are. We will have a baby show and talk more about the baby accessories.
And I know it's killing you not to talk about the accessories.
Actually, I figure I've already mentioned the baby accessories twice now. So.
Oh, okay. So you don't feel quite so.
No.
Anxious about that. That's good.
So, but let's move on. We'll move away.
Yay, we'll move on. Yes.
And we'll go into the twinkle-eyed ponies.
Oh, boy. Now, that's a whole new area. Now, you see, I think already we're running into something that is probably going to happen a few more times, maybe in the later years, the very end years. We're in the thick, if you will, of pony popularity, and they're starting to come up with these new ideas, but they're doing this horrible thing called re-releases and continuations of the set, where we're having, So Softs that came out in year 4, but then they made more So Softs in year 5, and which ones do we talk about? And same thing with the these guys, the Twinkle Eyes. There were Twinkle Eyes that came out in year 4, and then Twinkle Eyes that came out in year 5, and you really want to talk about them all. And then in later years, you get back to a set that was only released in 1 year, and you don't have, like, Paradise Babies this year and Paradise Babies the next year. So this is going to be a frustrating time for me these next couple years while they keep sending out more of a set the following year and making me feel like I have no right to talk about them this year.
Yes, Hasbro is being mean.
I think we should just fly in the face of convention and talk about them if we want to.
And I think that would be a little confusing.
Okay, fine. Stick to format.
Let's not confuse the host here.
You meant you were worried about confusing the host. I thought you were concerned about our audience.
That too.
Yeah, right. You're just concerned about yourself. Just admit it. It's all about you, isn't it, Pandora Rose?
I did not say that. But onwards and upwards. Yeah, these guys.
Twinkle eyes. Also, initially creepy the first time I saw those. Thought, like, you
actually,
know, zombie ponies. But
I didn't really think so.
Not, I don't think that anymore. I'm just saying, you know, as a fresh, you know, objective first time you've ever seen them, again, with the weird experience I had with SoSauce, the first time I found a twinkle eye, I thought, oh, my God, a zombie pony. Now I don't think that. Now I think they're very pretty when you can find one in good shape. They are plagued with problems in finding those in good shape.
Yeah.
Well, or should I say mint condition for us picky collectors. They always have regrind. Was this the first year, I think, that we start seeing the regrind issue?
Mm-hmm.
Regrind. With Galaxy, for instance, out of this set, she's a pink pony. And when they started to mix in old pony, I guess when a mold would not go well or they were done and they needed to reuse that plastic, and instead of it going to waste or whatever, I believe they just basically poured it into whatever was already being made. So you might have two different types of plastic that will not take the dye the same way, and you get regrind, where something like Galaxy, who's like a, let me find her, she's like a pinkish, purplish color, that the regrind areas, as that dye is leaching out of the other plastic in her body, becomes like a different color, like a light pink or a bright pink. And then they wind up looking really funky. And in some cases with regrind ponies, you may have that entire pony turn another color. I have a another pony that had a regrind issue that went completely pink, except for, like, one little spot. I thought at first I had a variant, but I didn't. I just had a pony that had so much of the one type of plastic that was reground into the formula that she lost most of her ink color. Very interesting. And then, of course, there are the cancer. Pony cancer seemed to be really prevalent on some of the white ponies of this Twinkle Eye set, more so than some of the any other ponies. So something's going on with the plastic that they used with Twinkle Eyes that you find a lot of problems getting that set. If you're like really an avid mint collector, it's quite a feat to get the Twinkle Eyes in mint condition.
Hmm.
And the white ones suffer from pony cancer. The pink ones suffer from regrind. Then, of course, we have, who do we have in the Twinkle Eyes?
We had Fizzy, Galaxy, Gingerbread, Masquerade, Skyrocket, Speedy, Sweet Pop, Sweet Stuff, and Whizzer.
Oh, so we can't talk about her yet, huh? Is that what you're going to say?
Right.
Mm. All right. We
but
won't
I
talk
will
about
have
her.
To say.
But we
know,
do I have the wonderful name of Whizzer in this set. Right up there with
Boy.
Trickles.
Yeah. Can we, like, we have to wonder who was in charge of naming these ones?
Yeah. Can we hear those names again?
All right, Livy. Fizzy, Galaxy, Gingerbread, Masquerade, Skyrocket, Speedy, Sweetie Pop, Sweet Stuff, and Whizzer.
You know, it wasn't too bad till you got the Whizzer.
you know, the
images conjuring up from each of those names wasn't too bad. You're like, okay, I think I know where that one's going to be, and that was Whizzer?
Yes.
Hmm. And just so everybody knows, Whizzer is the one that has beanies for her symbol, isn't she?
Yes, she has little beanies.
She's kind of cute. She just has a horrible name. I'm looking at her here.
She's cute.
See, we're talking about you. Ha ha.
But you know what? I remember which one was my very first Twinkle Eye pony when I started collecting.
Oh, really? Who?
It was Sweet Stuff. And she had horrible hair when I got her. But a quick trip to Pony Salon, and her hair was looking decent.
No, no, no. You see, that's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say beautiful. They don't have to know if it just came out decent, all right? We can embellish. It's our show.
It was beautiful, and it was decent, too. It just had that stiff, crinkly thing going on there. That was her only problem.
So you see, there are ways to fix that, but we'll talk about that in our restoring show.
That will be the restoring show.
Yeah. See, you guys, I don't think anybody out there really appreciates how hard it can be to stay on topic. It's so easy to just want to go everywhere and talk about everything, and, boy, I have a pretty kitty cat. I mean, stay on topic and talk about My Little Ponies and the ears that were on and not talk about, oh, crap, how'd they get on my shoe? I'm sorry, where were we?
I think we were about to move on.
Okay, where are we going?
Actually, there was actually 30 soaps off. I'm sorry.
30. Oh, now I'm really upset. This means I'm missing two. Or they're hiding somewhere.
We have.
You know what? I probably had them and just got mad that they weren't, like, in the condition I wanted them in and banned them from the house or something.
Probably.
Yeah, I can be mean that way. I don't know if you sense that about me.
Yes, I can. But we have Megan and So Soft Sundance.
Oh, yes, that's the gal who came from the movie.
Yes.
And she had previously come out with a Sundance. And now, because they want to make a So Soft Sundance, they had to make another Megan, who, thankfully, was not covered in blocking.
No.
That would have been creepy.
She simply had a different dress, which has a little bit more purple in it. And looks like it says here, this year Megan and Sundance returned. While Megan is nearly the same as her original release, her eyelashes were thinner and her eyebrows were darker in this release.
Were her panties the same?
I think so.
I remember I used to have pairs of Megan panties, and not all of the panties were the same from what I remember. There were ones that had, like, a little lacy edge and ones that didn't.
Hmm. Well, they're not showing what's up underneath your skirt.
They're not talking about her panties there, huh?
No.
Must have been on a different site. Because I remember that was another big deal, like, when you were, again, trying to collect accessories and, you know, which Megan's underwears do you have? Make sure you get the right underwear on the right doll.
You know, this is just freaky. We're talking about underwear on
Hey, gold. I did not make this up, okay? I'm not the underwear aficionado here.
Okay.
Saying, you want to talk about her dress. You can't talk about her clothing without talking about her panties, because that was something different, too.
Although
it may have been with the next incarnation that we will not discuss. But one of them had lacy and the other ones didn't.
Yeah, this one just says white panties. That's it.
Yeah. So, have you actually looked to see if anybody attempts to call into our show anymore? Maybe we should mention the number on the air for those people that may be casually listening to us someplace where they're not at a computer. No, that really isn't possible, is it?
Yes, it is.
You can listen to us if you're not at a computer.
Yes, you can, because you can call in and listen to us.
Right, but to call in and listen to us, you would probably need to look on the computer for the phone number.
It's true.
So most people likely don't have our phone number memorized.
No.
So it really wouldn't do any good to say, okay, hey, if you want to call, here's our phone number, because if you're listening, then you already know what our phone number is, and one way or another.
Yes.
You probably have access to that. So much for trying to act like it's a real radio, like, talk show and say, hey, call us now at 656. What is the number?
It is 646-652-4550.
All right, I almost had it. I've only been calling the show for 2 months, and I still don't remember it every number.
I have programmed into my cell phone.
I'll tell you, that'd probably be, like, the next thing I have to do, just in case. And then people who have to look at my cell phone number can just sit there and wonder. So, we were talking about Twinkle Eyes.
Now we're talking about So Soft and Megan and So Soft Sundance, though.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was, you know, going in the correct progression here. So we went So Soft, then we went Betty by Eyes, and then we went Twinkle Eyes, and now we're back to So Softs.
Yes.
Who haunt my every waking step, because apparently I'm missing two. How the heck can you wind up with that many freaking ponies? You know, it's just, isn't that just the way it works with collecting? There might be four in the set, and you'll have three. There could be freaking 30 in a set, and you'll have 28. What the heck?
Well, that's just the same with me in the next set that's coming up.
What's coming up?
We've got the Flutter Ponies.
I have those hanging from my ceiling in a creepy display with fishing line.
Whom are very, very, very famous because, let's see, what does it say here? The Flutter Ponies who saved Dream Valley from the schmooze in the My Little Pony movie were smaller and thinner than the average pony. So these guys were almost already famous.
Well, they were unique.
Yes, because they were smaller, they were thinner.
Yeah, they were, like, dainty. They weren't, like, little babies, and they weren't, like, the bigger adults, and they really weren't, like, teenagers. They were just, like, these cute little fairy kind of ponies.
Yes, and they actually had these wings that actually clipped in on their backs. With a little dial.
They really weren't clipped in. They just kind of sat in these little tabs or sockets.
Yeah.
And they already came pre-assembled. But go on.
But, yes, they had this little mechanism when you press this little shelf-shaped button in between the wings, they looked like they flapped.
Yes. Oh, speaking of flap, in another country, when you find the Flutter Ponies, you know, I know this isn't the international show, but you said the magic word, so it's your fault. They're actually called flap flap ponies.
Ooh.
Literally, on the back, it says flap flap pony.
Yes.
And I don't know if that was, it might have been a, what do you call it, like a fakie, or may be the real thing. But on the trading post, when it says, like, you know, you can actually choose your pony name, I am a flap flap pony.
Hmm.
Because I just thought that was hilarious when I saw the box and it says flap flap pony for a Flutter Pony. So, yeah, see, they really do flap. They flap so much they get their own name, flap flap.
But unfortunately, these little girls, they had a bit of a problem.
Oh,
they,
those wonderful, delicate little iridescent wings.
They had a very big design flaw. They were extremely fragile. And, yeah, let's give small children very fragile wings on their pony.
Mm-hmm. These very clear, paper-thin, iridescent wings with a plastic tab that held them into place, and they would just snap so easily. And they did try to correct that later with the next set, but that didn't work. And interesting also, Hollywood, the one that we had just mentioned, was also a Flutter Pony.
Yes.
So, which, oddly enough, Hollywood does not exist in the Flutter Pony world in the movie. She was a completely created character just for the special thing. I don't even think she's any of, like, the annuals or any of the stories either.
Nope.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I believe Hollywood is just, like, she's, like, totally on her own, that poor girl.
She was just random. She was just majorly random.
You know, we're just going to have to figure out who else, like, does not exist in pony canon, so to speak, so that she can go hang out with them.
Yes. I believe we do need to do that, but
we'll do that for her someday.
Let's go down the list. We have Forget-Me-Not, Honeysuckle, Lily, Morning Glory, Peach Blossom, and rose dust.
Rose dust, again, suffers from the pink hair curse.
Yes.
But she is the queen, and you would have thought that she would have been exempt since she's the queen of the Flutter Ponies, but apparently not.
Exactly. And you were mentioning about having the set might have, like, 8 ponies and you might have 7.
Right.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 6.
Aww.
Would you like to know who I don't have?
Rose Dust.
No, I have her.
See, I think everybody has Rose Dust.
Forget me not.
Forget about her. I have a mint box Rose Dust. I told the story before, but on the show, as a matter of fact, about how we wound up with a mint box Rose Dust. I will recap it very quickly. We were at the antique place. My daughter must have been all of maybe 5 years old, and we were looking for marbles that day, not ponies. And we went by a very expensive stall where whenever she does have ponies, she has like a Manky Firefly for $20. And we were stopping there to talk to one of the owners of the establishment about whether she knew of any of the vendors having marbles. And my daughter is tugging at my sleeve, and I'm like, leave me alone. We're not getting it. It's from this place. It's too expensive, I'm sure. She would not stop. I finally looked down. Lo and behold, she's holding mint and box flutter dust. Yeah, right. Rose dust flutter pony. And, of course, my heart stops because I'm going, oh, my God, mint and box flutter pony. It's going to be, she's going to have it, like, marked for, like, $1,000,000. And I look on there, and it says $10. And I'm thinking, oh, it must say $100. And I look again, and it's $10. And I'm, like, trying to be totally cool and not act like, oh, my gosh, we got to go. But we did. We left with a $10 mint box rose dust. Who, unfortunately, even though I have been so careful with her, her hair isn't quite as pink as it used to be, even in the box. Just from being in a room that has any light whatsoever, her hair is faded to a lighter pink than the bright, bright pink that it used to be. I'm so heartbroken. She's still pink. And it's not like I'm ever going to sell her, so it doesn't matter that much. But I'm going to have to like put some sort of UV protection on these darn windows or something.
There you go. But these girls, they actually came with something that was really unique. They came with a flower pick.
Mm-hmm.
They had 2 different colors. In the center of each flower was a different color, but even their ribbons were different.
Oh, yes, we're getting interesting with the ribbons now. Accessories are taking on a whole new life of their own.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, you want to talk about the ribbons?
Well, I just said they were metallic ribbons. They were either
silver
or they were gold.
Yes, that's a whole other area where people go through great lengths. Sometimes the ribbon can be worth more than the pony itself.
Oh, yes.
For people who want to have the proper ribbon for their flutter.
Oh, Rose Rebellion wants to know, how did you get that luck with an MIB?
With a mitten box?
Yes.
I lived in the most golden land of ponies in the world, which is the Pacific Northwest of the United States. And at that time, we had phenomenal pony luck. And this was also before eBay, where everybody and their mother thought everything they had should be on eBay. Well, actually, it was when eBay first started, but not everybody back then realized as much, or a few. And, yeah, you know, I'm wondering, that may have been the only mitten box I actually found in person without getting it from a trade or eBay or something like that, which, go figure. What are the odds? The only mitten box you ever come across from a G1 in person happens to be one of the hardest to find mitten box, period.
Yes.
So that was just freaky luck, okay? That's all I got to say. It was freaky luck, but it was in the land where you could find, I mean, I found so many ponies there. There were the Goodwill from that area actually sells on eBay now, sells lots of My Little Pony. Because,
yes, I know, and I'm actually.
And I think I'm the one that might turn them onto it because for years I was going there like several times a week, scooping up all their ponies. And
oh God,
I loved it. It was fantastic there. It really was phenomenal pony hunting land. And for a while there, they had I don't know if it was the White Elephant or something like that, where we had Mint on Card, Sparkle Babies, and we had some other stuff that was still available as of just a few years ago, like back in 2002, I think people were still finding some mitten box stuff at, like, the white elephant. So, yeah, I don't know what it is about that area up there, but, boy, the pony gods are smiling on that cloudy area.
Yeah, no kidding. And let's just say, yeah, those eBay auctions, oh, my God, the amount of ponies in it and those hats, it just makes you drool all over the place.
eBay auctions for what?
For that Goodwill they're talking about.
Oh, I know. It kills me every time I see it. I'm going, if I still lived there, I would have found them. <You know? laughs> They would have never fallen into the hands of those evil, evil people who want to just sell them for profit.
Yes.
Handle them the way they do, just put them in a pile like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm telling you. I wish I would have taken pictures of the place because it's like one of those places that forever would live in infamy. You just have to see the rows upon rows. I mean, they had aisles and aisles of toys just stacked upon each other. You're like, oh.
God, I need to go visit that place.
Yeah, actually, there was more. There was actually, this is the neat thing. There's actually two Goodwills. There was, like, the main hub Goodwill that would, like, all their stuff would go into in the region, I guess, or the area. And then they would, I don't know if they would divvy out or things would then get shipped to, like, local area Goodwills from there. The one that always has stuff on eBay is, like, the hub Goodwill. But only, like, I think it was, like, 10 minutes away, if that, there was another Goodwill, which also always, I could always find ponies at. And then maybe 7 minutes down the road from that Goodwill was the antique vendor mall that also had several, like, three or four vendors that would get My Little Ponies in pretty frequently. And then, I mean, I had a complete route down. And then route. I think it was route. Yes, I had a route down. And then it was maybe another 10 minutes to, like, this other, like, thrift store. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, and then occasionally there was this other place, another thrift store I used to go to, which was kind of out of the loop. So I really had to be in the mood. If I had hit my four main areas and I hadn't found a pony that day, then I would go that extra distance to go to that fifth place where I would find ponies. Where I wouldn't find them as often, but I did find the first edition Jane Austen Pride and Prejudice that I sold for $600, and it was only $12. Otherwise, I'm telling you, the thrift stores and the Goodwills in the Pacific Northwest are gold mines. And any of you lucky enough to still live there, really, you got to just appreciate it. I have been several places in the country. Nobody comes even close to the kinds of stuff you find there. Nobody.
Yeah, because every place around by me, I mean, it's just crap.
I think the weather must have something to do with it. I mean, think about it. I mean, the Pacific Northwest, 9 months out of the year, it's raining or it's overcast or it's something. Kids are inside all the time. They need something to do. So I think everybody just had lots of toys because they were inside so much. You didn't find as many bikes unless they were rusted.
Probably.
That might have had something to do with it.
Maybe. Because trust me, in Illinois, oh yeah, if you find a pony, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there are areas that are just definitely more dry than others, but let me tell you, the Pacific Northwest, I still can't make heads or tails or sense of why that area is so... it's an anomaly. It's bizarre. It's like got a giant magnet or something there for ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, you would think that's one thing. Oh, back in, year 2000, everybody was still finding them. But even now, people I know that are still out in that area are still finding them. Dang it.
Really? Yes, it's a very big attraction for those and several other things, but that's a different show.
Yeah, you ask those bizarre questions. I wonder if there's ever been a My Little Pony collector that purposefully moved to the Pacific Northwest based on just the knowledge of pony hunting, or maybe took a vacation there. Like, I'm going to take a vacation to Vegas. What are you doing? Do a little gambling, see some shows. Well, I'm taking a vacation to the Pacific Northwest. What are you going to do? I'm going to go pony hunting. Find me some My Little Ponies at the thrift stores. We've got an amazing tour set up.
Well, they got some tours for some other things I hope to go on. Maybe I'll hit a couple of thrift stores on there, too.
Yeah, there is some pretty neat stuff there. Largest volcano in our country. Things like that. But, no, really, I bet you there is. I'll bet you there's somebody in the pony community that has either moved there specifically, kind of knowing, like, you know, if I can move anywhere, that's it. Or maybe even just took a vacation, like, purposefully, you know, I've got to see this place for myself. It just wouldn't, nothing would surprise me at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, and if any of you know anybody that's done anything quite this crazy, please email us at mylittleponytalk@gmail.com or contact us by private message on either the Trading Post or the Arena. We'd love to hear
yeah.
your story.
Yes, we would love to hear those crazy, wild, wacky stories. And we will put them on the air, and we will keep you anonymous, we promise.
No, I always tell them we're going to say who they are. Conflicting information, if you want to be anonymous, say so. Otherwise, I'm going to blab your name all over the place.
And if you want to stay anonymous, remember, there is a donation box.
And for the opposite effect, if you want to be really famous and get a plug every single week, we have a donation box for that, too.
Yes. It will be donating to us possibly going to the premium hosting.
Ooh. What does premium hosting do again?
Oh, let's see. You get to actually cue people in and ask them, what are you going to talk about on the show?
Before you actually put them on the show?
Yeah. Hmm?
You mean before you're actually going to put them on the show?
Yes.
We don't need that. Nobody ever calls us.
Well, actually, there have been actually some cases on another show where people have been prank calling.
Like, not our show, but another show? Somebody else's
yeah.
show?
Someone else's
well, you see, we're
show
just not popular enough to have that problem. I am so offended. Well, you know, we'll just have to keep it in mind. Should we ever get so popular that we get prank phone calls, then we'll start begging for donations because, you know, we need that private channel or something. But
yes.
Fortunately or unfortunately, we don't have that problem. And I'm really kind of surprised. We've been around for 2 months and nobody has figured out. I mean, I would totally prank call us. Oh, my gosh, is it My Little Pony talk show? We so got to call in. I would prank us, definitely. Not encouraging any of you out there to do so. We're not that bored.
No, trust me, we're not.
Maybe we should talk about the ponies again.
Yes, we should.
Because we're like buttloads to talk about for year four.
Yes, we still have quite a bit, and there's actually a big thing coming up, but we're not there yet.
All right, well then let's chug on through this here.
And we're going on to Pretty and Pearly Baby Sea Ponies.
Sea
the baby
ponies,
sea ponies are fine. Should I play it?
I'm sorry, yes, you played it. I'm sorry, just having a moment.
Should I play it again?
Shooby-doo, shoop-shoop-be-doo. You know, that's going to be like the new thing. You know, we'll have the giggle track and I'll do like the magic. You know, whenever I go shooby doo, shoop shooby doo, you like automatically snap that button and do a chorus.
Okay, sounds good. No doing shooby doo like 15 billion times.
Oh, well, I won't abuse it, okay? I won't abuse it, I promise.
Okay. Now, on to the baby sea ponies.
They're pretty, and they're pearly, and aren't these the ones that, are these, no, they're not, never mind. That might be another year. That's, we'll just, pretty and pearly, yes, they are. And they're babies, with floats.
Yeah. With little cute little floats, just like babies should. Babies always should have a little floaty.
Did you hear about the recall on those baby floaties that weren't working for real human babies recently?
No, I didn't.
Yes, apparently there were, how wrong is that? Floaties that don't float. I didn't actually click on the link, but I did see the headline on CNN, and I thought, wow, how messed up is that?
Yes.
We did not have that problem with sea ponies. Their floats worked.
Yes. They worked. They worked very well.
They did. And they worked very well.
This set actually had two totally different molds for the babies. we had them where they were facing forward, you know, just normal facing forward. And then we had the ones in which their heads were tilted up and they looked like they were just going to jump right out of their floaties.
Right, like they were going towards the surface for air or something.
Yes. Like they were, I say they were going to jump out of their floaties and start.
Oh, yeah, you could look at it that way. Sort of like dolphins, how they dance on their tails.
Yes.
In the water. You could look at them like that. That's kind of what they look like they're doing.
But, yeah, these guys, they had some really cute little floats. They had an alligator float. They had turtle floats. They had frog floats. They had a fish float.
I like the turtle float myself.
The turtle was cute.
Yeah.
With that little round head.
And the little polka dot. The polka dots. Yeah. I like polka dots.
Yeah, the polka dots were cute.
I went through a few years where I didn't care for polka dots, for those of us that remember certain advertisements on TV that just advertised polka dots way too much, so women everywhere stopped wearing polka dots for a while, but polka dots are back in. It's okay.
Yes. And they were definitely in with the baby sea ponies.
Oh, yes.
Whom were Beachcomber, Ripple, Sea Shimmer, Sunshower, Surfrider, and Water Lily.
Means absolutely nothing to me because I really don't collect them. But thank you. I have a couple sea ponies that I particularly am fond of, but I have never been compelled to collect the sea ponies. I mean, some people are just absolutely gaga for them. They are just that's it. That's all they want to collect is the sea ponies, every variation, whatever. Never really quite did it for me. The baby ones are cute. There's a few babies I've kept. Because I think their floats are particularly cute, or they're particularly cute, but they just, I guess I'm on that other side, you know. It's not entirely a love or hate, but they don't move me quite like that. How about you? Do you feel like an absolute need when you see a sea pony?
When I see a sea pony, I'll go for it if it's a decent price. But if it's in a lot, I'll definitely take it. I'll definitely keep it. But I don't really go for them when they're individual.
Mm-hmm. They do run for a good price, especially if they have their float or they're in good shape. I think it's definitely one of those. These are one of those things you kind of. I think they're more appealing in person. Again, if they're in really good shape, they're one of those things that, you know, you find one of these suckers in manky shape, and they really can turn you off to the sea ponies. You know.
Yeah.
But once you find one in, like, really good condition, because, you know, when you're talking manky with a sea pony, you're talking mold, like real mold, like growing black stuff, dangerous to your health mold. And that's enough to say, ooh, I don't want anything to do with it. Or their hair is just so destroyed from all that water or chlorine exposure or whatever. But, again, you know, when you find them in good shape, you know, they get to really show their character beyond the gross factor, and they're much cuter. But, I guess they're cuter in person. They really just don't display well when you're online. People trying to sell them, you know, they just kind of lay there like dead fish or something. Look at these wonderful ponies. A little harder to pose than some of the other ones.
It's only one pose.
So was that all we had this year for sea ponies? Was that the only showing they made, was the little baby pearly? Because we know the adults are done, right?
Yeah, the adults are done. They have been retired.
We did have one baby sea pony also part of the parody pack. Since we mentioned two, we might as well mention her.
Well, you know what? That's because, how about this? Why don't we just go into the party pack?
Can we do that? You know, half of it's already strewn all over my bedroom. I mean, I'm sorry. We've already opened the box. Come on. Who's in the party pack? Put me out of my misery.
Okay, we have Celebrate, who was a pretty and pearly baby sea pony.
Yay.
Who came with a purple and orange float.
I didn't ask
float.
For details of accessories. Just tell me the ponies.
We have Baby Frosting, who was a Betty Bye Eye baby.
Mm-hmm.
We have Best Wishes, who is a So Soft. Party Time, who is a Twinkle Eye. And Yum Yum, who was a Flutter Pony.
So we've talked about each one of those. So you see, the party pack was this wonderful, actually I think it was a really good idea, was
yes.
a representative from these major lines that they were introducing in the ponies that year. They took one of each and put them together in a pack. So, like, for those kids out there who maybe couldn't get every single pony they wanted, they could be like, Mom, I want the party pack for Christmas. And then they could say, I have one of everything. Like, right there, one fell swoop, they got one of every style that was coming out. And party accessories. What more could you want?
Oh, exactly. I mean, this was represented everyone out of this year. We have Best Wishes. I think she's actually had a hard time with her flocking. I cannot seem to find a good one.
Really? I have to go look at mine. I think mine is... I know I use this word a lot, guys. I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but I think mine's mint, because I'm one of those freaky mint collectors, and I have had at one time, I think, every pony in my collection, but I don't keep them unless they're mint or very near mint or very rare, and even then. So I'm not saying that to be like, oh, mine's mint, but, I mean, it just seems to be the thing that falls out of my mouth. Yes, mine is mint. She does not have a single hair flocking missing, and she has her original curl. I'm not really sure. I probably found her in a bin at the Goodwill just to make you guys feel really good about it.
See, I just cannot seem to find her looking absolutely good. I've been able to find Celebrate, who looks good, Baby Frosting, Party Time, who she has had, like, I think she's had, like, several different problems. I mean,
She did have quite a few problems. I think she had regrind issues, too.
Yeah, she'll just have brown spots all over her.
Cancer.
She'll look like, you know, leopard.
Yeah, she has issues. But,
yeah,
know, sometimes I wish I could just take pictures and, like, immediately post them, like some sort of live Twitter account or something like that. But, you know, I'm not that technologically advanced. But I'd be like, look, here she is, my best wishes, isn't she beautiful? All right, say hi to everybody. Hi. Yes, no, I really don't know how I got lucky enough, because it makes sense. I mean, the party pack was very popular for the reasons we've already mentioned, and the more popular the pony, the more played with. Hence, it's going to be harder to find something like this. This is without rubs. Going to happen. Not sure how I got lucky.
This set, oh my God, the accessories for this set. I need
we're not
to go
going,
into the accessories.
Do we have to go there? Okay, we're going there.
We have 45 minutes, for the love of God.
Have we talked about all the ponies?
Almost.
Well, okay, well, if we still got 45 minutes, once you're done, then we need to go through name by name so I can see who the heck's missing from my So-Soft collection, dang it.
Okay, fine. Right. But this set, it came with a lot of different accessories. The first set was, it came with 5 party hats, which were all different. They had cute little pom-poms on the top. They're just adorable.
Indeed.
Yes, very adorable. And different colored pom-poms and all that. I'm wondering, how were you able to get that hat on to Celebrate? Or wait...
It had a little elastic thing. You popped it on her head. It's not that hard.
Yes, but I would think it still wouldn't fit right.
It's sort of like with the princess, the year one princesses who we really haven't gone there yet. But the hats, you know, when they designed some of these things, they weren't always thinking how they were going to sit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just put it on there over one ear, or you sit it, you know, in a funny way. Usually putting it over one ear works.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're not going to fit it like a unicorn horn in the middle of the head. You sit it over an ear, you know, and you kind of have the elastic go behind the other ear, and there you go. But with something like Best Wishes, I wouldn't recommend, keeping it on her because of the flocking issues. You don't want to run the risk of a dent in the flocking. But, you know, it's got elastic. You use it. You kind of use the hair to your advantage with the elastic, and you sit it on an ear. There you go.
Okay. If that's what you say, I'll try doing that.
You can try. You know, or maybe you have to have it sit in front of you. I've played with it. I've had the hats. I've tested the theory, and I know there is a way to get it. It may not look fantastic, but it stays.
Okay.
I think the biggest issue, if I remember, was... not going over the eyes. But, yeah, you can do it. It's fine.
I'm going to play with it, I guess. But next we had a birthday cake with yellow trim, and it had pink candles that were removable. Plus, the cake actually came in 6 pieces.
Yes, I thought that was very cute, was that the little slices could sit together like little wedges all in the cake, mm-hmm. and then each one had its own little candle. So everybody could have it on their little plate, and you could actually take the little candle off. And if I remember correctly, am I thinking of a totally different year? Could you take the candles off?
Yes, you can take the candles
off. Okay, it's been a while. I sold all of my party pack accessories, so I cannot remember. And I used to have those, and I remember thinking that's just adorable.
Let's just say I have almost every piece to this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I was so inundated with accessories. I went on a fiendish craze and sold all the frivolous accessories. I didn't sell things like, you know, wands and guitar brushes or anything like that. But, you know, lots of stuff I probably shouldn't have sold. But the party pack was one of them because they had so many accessories. Oh, my gosh. There was the pie pieces or the cake pieces and the candles and the party hats and the plates and the cups and the rest of the accessories. I just said plates and cups. I didn't steal your thunder. And the rest of the accessories that you're about to tell us about. It was a huge pile of accessories.
I agree, and trust me, it is a lot because...
We could spend 45 minutes talking about the party pack accessories. That's how many there are.
Yes, because you also had a big blue serving plate. You had 6 yellow cups, 6 blue plates for the pieces to go on to. Then you had the party favors, which came in 5 different colors. Pink, orange, green, blue, and purple.
Party favors being?
Little blow horns.
But they unfortunately did not really blow. They were just kind of plastic-shaped, like in their curled-up position blow horns.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. I mean, everything else they did so cute, you kind of wanted those to be, like,
real.
Yeah, you really kind of wanted those to be, like, curled out, something could uncurl or something.
But I guess they figured they'd rip more easily.
I'm sure there's a million and one reasons why it makes sense, but then you got to sit there and go, you know, why'd you have them if you couldn't really use them?
Exactly.
I mean, because they did such cute things with, like, the hats and the rest of the things you're going to mention, and the...
Mm-hmm.
And just those were kind of, like, almost like an afterthought. But, all right, go through the rest of the accessories. We really don't want to talk about them for 45 minutes.
Okay. Then we had, it's something really, really, really interesting that you would think to have in this set. A pin the tail on the pony game.
Yes, that is pretty darn cute.
Yes, and it was pretty cute because it came with 1 orange blindfold, 1 purple blindfold, and it came with 2 pink tails. One was a curly tail, and the other one was a straight tail.
But they were plastic, and they would fit on the little plastic pin the tail game. Mm-hmm. In like a little hole right there. You couldn't lose at this pin the tail game because there was only one hole where the little tail would fit, and it was right in the proper position.
Yes. Yes. It was really in a perfect spot, and when we came on to going and having It's a Party blanket, It's a Party time sign. We had a party diaper with white and colored stars, which I think it eventually became called party panties, eventually.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's just wrong.
Well, you know, baby Frosting had to wear something. She was still a baby.
Yeah. Fancy pants, party pants, party in my pants.
No, we don't want to know about that.
We successfully scared away the 13-year-old who did pop her head into the pony room momentarily. Asked me if I was in my nerd cave. Okay, that's just so wrong. The same 13-year-old that it's her fault that we even collect My Little Ponies in the first place just said that to me. Okay.
God.
Blame. It is your fault. Now, shoot. Yes, you're the one that stole Firefly and kidnapped her and stashed her in your bedroom. Oh, yeah, like you're the expert now. Can you even tell me who's in year 4? Yes. Who? Ah, that's right. Thank you for playing. Bye-bye.
Daughter.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, see, they all said hi back. Everyone is Pandora Rose and everybody else in spirit who's crazy enough to be listening to us live.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yes, we're live. Actually, Rose Rebellion would probably say hi to you if I were down there in the chat room and I could see, but I bet you she's saying hi to you because you saw her at the pony meet.
Hi, everyone.
See, people who have actually met her know that she is really totally still nerdy about My Little Ponies, but she's totally trying to act like she's cool now.
Hey,
right, Rose Rebellion?
Cool.
Come on, back me up on this. Car Red Roses? Yeah, you know. Yeah, she's listening too, so you're so busted.
Rose Rebellion says hi.
She says hi. Yes, it is a hobby. Yes, we know it's a hobby. That's what it's called.
And that's
this just in
under.
From Ponyland, the child is leaving.
And Rose Rebellion
says hi. Is heartbroken,
right.
Majesty is relieved.
And,
or should it be
okay,
the other way around?
Rose Rebellion says right. Handsome Awkward says hi, nerdy.
I'm guessing these are all directed at my daughter or me. I'm so confused.
I don't know.
I mean, the nerdy part, I don't know. I can go either way with that.
I don't know who they're directed at.
That's okay. I'll just take
I'll
the ones
on.
That are cool, and I'll pass the ones I don't like off to my daughter. There we go.
Don't you just love it when we both talk at the same time and it's the exact same thing?
Yes, it's creepy, okay. I think I've used that word way too many times in this year. All right, creepy. Well, if I had to sum up year 4 with one word, it would be creepy.
Yes.
I'm just scarred for life now. We got freaky feeling things that make you go, ooh. We got creepy things that bug out at you and make you go, ah. And then we have zombies in the middle of the night. And then we have things in the water. And we got wings breaking off. It's a creepy year. I mean, they're so cute. So many innovative things.
Your daughter is now in the chat room.
Oh, no. See, I totally give her too much freedom, okay? She abuses the power.
She says, hi, it's little Alley Cat's daughter, smiley face.
See, now, if she was smart, which she obviously isn't, I mean, she's a brilliant child, she wouldn't have admitted who she was, and she could have completely dragged my name through the mud. Now, don't give her ideas. Don't you go typing that to her. She's downstairs. She can't hear me. And she doesn't have the volume on the computer, again, because she's not quite that smart. Or maybe she is. She might have the headphones on listening to me right now going, oh, you just wait.
Anyway, back to the party pack.
Oh, gosh, we're still on those accessories.
Yes.
Come on, can we just go? Come on. Have we missed anything? Have you talked about the invitations yet?
We're about to.
Okay, sorry. There you go. Talk about them.
We got the diaper box with a picture of baby frosting on it, looking very cute in her.
Makes it a unique accessory, yes.
Yes. And we got a balloon that is light green with a pink stick.
Right. That's actually, that is an accessory I think I actually kept because I thought it was so stinking cute.
Yes. And there was actually a decorated gift box, which there is no picture of the decorated gift box.
Oh, gosh. It was paper. It was pink and flat with a yellow ribbon, if I remember correctly, with confetti all over it.
Oh, cute.
I think. I could be completely wrong. But I'm going with that.
So then we had 5 pony-sized invitations that pictured Yum Yum.
The part there we have to remember was pony size. So we're talking about these itty-bitty little invitations.
Amy.
Come to my party.
They are so cute, and they look like little invitations, because when you open them, they have spots in there that say time, place, date, and all that. It is a regular invitation.
Yeah, and these guys couldn't make little blowers and unwrap. Yeah, I just love how you just put off talking about the party pack, and now you're all about the party pack. You sure you want to describe the outside of the box?
I don't know what the outside of the box looks like, but we're not done with the accessories
actually,
yet.
You know what? The outside of the box was very similar to what we're seeing with the current incarnation art ponies, with that little see-through window, if you will, that's like the outline of the pony.
Oh, cute.
That's what the party pack box looked like, except it was real big and flat, and then it had all the ponies there, and it had little cellophane windows that were like the outlined each pony, so you could see the pony sitting in the box. So that whole window idea isn't totally new to the pony world.
No. So, but then you had a postcard that pictured best wishes. You had a flower brush. You had four ribbons, in which one of them was silver, which most likely went with Yum Yum.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Metallic ribbon, flutter pony, probably.
Yes. And a sun pick and a body sticker. And let's just say, out of everything from this pack, the only things I'm missing are the It's Party Time sign, the decorated gift box, the one postcard, the brush, the ribbons, and that's it.
You just really needed to know me a few years ago. I could have filled you up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, thank God. Are we done with the party pack?
The party pack is done.
Yay!
And we are on to the last set for year four.
Right on. What is it?
Which is Molly and Baby Sundance.
Oh, yawn. Is that what we're ending this with? Can we go back? No. I'm kidding. Yes, it's another, they say this is another doll, and it's another bug-eyed pony. So, I know. I have feelings, okay?
It was Megan's baby sister.
With a really big head.
Yes. Very big head. And I actually kind of think it's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of cute. I like her socks.
And basically, you found Molly was actually from one of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, while Big Sister Megan was teaching Sundance how to stick those landings in Escape from Katrina, Molly had made a friend of her own, like Sundance and her big sister Molly. And her big sister, Molly and Baby Sundance with Betty by Eyes, came with a bridle and a dress for Molly. Unlike Megan, however, no new outfits were ever released for Molly.
I know, that's sad.
Yeah, and Megan had all these clothes to pick from, and Molly had the one dress, the one set of leggings, the shoes, and that was it.
Well, I'm sure people improvised and put clothes on her anyway.
Well, I had bought a Nike Molly, and I actually went to the dollar store, and I got one of those. No, I hate Barbie, okay? I bought one of Kelly's dresses, the baby sister.
Yeah.
And she's wearing her dress.
Well, at least she's not naked anymore, so, you know.
She doesn't have shoes. She's still barefoot, but she has clothes on.
Well, Molly's accessories can be, it's like you either find Molly with everything or you find her with nothing. It's just
actually
the way you find Molly.
I did get another one, and I did get her dress, and I did get her rainbow tights. So the only thing I don't
have. Rainbow tights.
Those are cute, but they're not really rainbow, are they?
I just remember stripes, okay? I'm in the Technicolor pony room right now. I mean, they could be rainbow. Right now, I'm just colorblind. I don't have them. I'm just saying my memory is so inundated with color visually right now that it's affecting my memory. I thought they were a rainbow. Maybe they're not.
I don't know.
You could look them up. You're at the computer.
Hold on, let me...
Don't make me come down there.
Page 2. Hold on, I'm going.
What, you weren't at the computer either? Oh, no, you just weren't at the site.
No, I just wasn't at the site. It's just...
You know, I often wonder if anybody has ever gone to cause and totally call us out on some of the stuff we talk about.
Rainbows Strike Tight.
Yes, it was rainbows. I was right. I'm not old and senile just yet.
It is kind of the rainbow isn't really consecutive. It looks like it's a set of stripes in one color and then a set of stripes in another color.
Rainbow is just implying multicolored as opposed to correct rainbow order. I know it's deceiving, but I think, you know, maybe they pulled that off of like a description or something.
Maybe.
Multicolored stripe just doesn't sound as fun as rainbow colored stripes.
This is true. And Summer's book, which is the book, again, I'm using as my reference, has a nice picture of Molly and Baby Sundance MIB.
Oh.
And it looks really cute because
I will say both those sets look very cute in their box.
Yes. Because it looks like Baby Sundance is in her little playpen with a little what's the thing you put above a baby's crib?
Playmobil?
A mobile, yes. Thank you.
Welcome.
Both to you and my mother. Both you answered at the same exact
in
time.
In unison?
Yes. Both answered at the same exact time. So, and again, Baby Sundance actually came with something that the other Sundances came with. She did come with a velvet bridle with white flowers on it.
One of the best accessories ever.
Yes, it is really
It's super cute.
It's a
although, yes, no pony should really have a bridle, but you got to admit, that is cute.
Yes. It is. It is so uber cute. And that ends year 4.
Okay. How many minutes we got left?
We have about 24 minutes left.
Okay, I would like to use 2 minutes to go through those darn so-sauce because I got to know who I'm missing. So.
Okay, I'll go through every single one of them, okay?
Just say a name and I will say check or pause.
Bouncy.
Hold on. See, this is when I probably should have put them in order. Yes, check.
Buttons.
Check.
Cherry's Jubilee.
Check.
Check. Cupcake.
Check.
Check. Fifi.
Who?
Fifi.
Fifi, yes, check.
Check. I'm checking the ones I've got, too.
Oh, so it's a double check. We have a double check system here at My Little Pony Talk Radio.
Yes. Gusty.
Check.
Heartthrob.
Check.
Hippity Hop.
Yes, check.
Lickety Split.
Check.
Lofty.
Check.
Magic Star.
Check.
North Star.
North Star, North Star, North Star. She's... I know I used to have her. I just got to find her now. She's pink. She's got purple hair.
Purple
hair. She's supposed to have? Hold on, let me make sure. Did I get rid of my North Star?
She has a compass on her butt.
No, I know what she looks like.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean it like that. Yes, I have her. Check. I'm like, come on.
Check.
I know I have her. Where is she?
I have her, too. Check. So, Paradise.
Check.
Posey.
Check.
Check. Ribbon.
Check.
Scrumptious.
Check.
Shady.
Check.
Skippity-Doo.
Check.
Check.
Hold on. Skippity-Doo. She's that funky blue color, isn't she?
Funky blue with red hair.
Ah, that's what happened. I used to have her, and I didn't like her condition, and I moved her to a better home. So that is one that I need, is a Skippity-Doo in good condition. We have found one of the missing ponies. Okay, who's next?
And can I, okay, I'll wait.
No, go ahead, please.
No, wait, I'll wait. Surprise.
Oh. Surprise. That's the bright yellow.
Chartreuse hair.
White. She was in a social. Oh, yes, she was. There she is. Check.
Truly.
Check.
Now I'll go on to what I was about to say.
Okay.
This was the only set where you had rearing ponies.
Oh, yes, and the stands. You had to have special stands for them to stand up, which would probably be the only reason they ever did it. They're going, yeah, maybe not such a good idea.
Yeah. That was Skippity-Doo and Truly. And the Truly that I had to completely...
And Magic Star.
Oh, yes, and Magic Star. And my Truly, I had to completely deflock her because her flocking was just horrible looking. It was just all dingy and dirty.
Yeah, that was one of the things with the white ponies. If they got dirty, you were stuck.
Yeah.
Well, you could wash them, but they were white. Come on. My Paradise is a little bit creamy, going towards yellow.
Creamy and yellow are fine, but she was just... Yeah, you could not see her symbol at all, basically. How dirty she was.
Wow, that's awful. So Skippity-Doo is one of the rearing ones?
Skippity-Doo, Truly.
All right, so I need to get a Skippity-Doo.
Magic Star.
Skippity-Doo.
Twist.
Sorry, what?
Twist.
Oh, yes. Have her. Check.
Wind Whistler.
Wind Whistler. Yes, check.
Check, and I've got two.
Yay, for you.
Oh, wait. I think we got a weather report. Yes, last week we didn't have a weather report. The dish got stolen.
Oh. No, things don't get stolen in Ponyland. They get misplaced.
Sweetie Belle wanted, she needed it. She needed it for her cookies.
Okay. Well, you know, if you're making cookies for 1,500 ponies, you need a big dish.
Yes, and so she stole it for a while, but I borrowed it.
Didn't
steal.
She just commandeered for more important purpose.
Yes, she borrowed it. But the weather for tomorrow for the U.S. ponies will be bright and sunny during the day. It'll be about 89, good beach weather. But then later on, it's going to cool off a little bit for the 4th of July fireworks display that Skyrocket and Sparkleworks are putting together.
Very cool.
So, yes, they are celebrating.
Well, I'm sure everybody is just relieved to hear that they will have no impediment to their celebration. I am very happy for them.
Yes,
it's a great thing that they're bringing multi-generations together to celebrate. I just love that they do that, even though Pinkie Pie thinks she's better. I mean, peppier than Majesty.
Yes. So that was our weather report for this week.
Yay! Well, what about the rest of Ponyland where they're not in the U.S.? I mean, because, you know, technically none of them are in the U.S. They just kind of like to borrow holidays from various countries.
Well, I think the rest of them, they're all coming for the celebration. They all want to see the pretty fireworks.
Right.
Everyone wants to see the fireworks display.
Well, as long as they have equal opportunity for, like, Canada Day and other...
Yes.
Yeah, I think, hey, they're ponies. Give them a reason to celebrate they're there.
Exactly.
It's Angola Day. They're there. It's fireworks.
They're going to have fireworks every day of the year if they can try. I think that's what I heard Skyrocket and...
They can't do that, though. Come on, we'll have, you know, air traffic control issues, the flutter ponies and the windy wings and the summer wings and the breezies and the, you know, we just can't do that. We can't do it.
I guess I'll have to talk to them.
Yeah. Thank goodness it's not me. Hey, I just handle the news. That's hard enough. I'm telling you, with the things that are brewing in Ponyland and...
Yes.
No, really. News is just fine. Thank you.
So, let's move on with the show talk.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Distracted me.
We had Sundance.
Check. Although mine is still not mint. Go on.
We had Best Wishes.
Check.
Do I have to go on to year 5?
You do. I'm sorry. You must. Okay, we'll just consider it a preview for next week's probable show.
Angel.
Check.
Bangles.
Bang. Check.
Crumpet.
Check.
Taffy.
I've had a taffy. Do I still have a taffy? That might be a culprit, because she was another one of those ponies that I was like, if I can't find her white and mint, and I've had her... Where is she now? Come on, don't tell me I was stupid enough just not to keep the taffy until I got... Gosh, she could have been a placeholder.
While you're looking for her, I'm going to check off just off Sundance and Best Wishes for me, too.
I dare to believe that I gave up my so-soft taffy. Because she was yellow. I'm telling you, I had some idiot moments in my pony collecting, and this must be another one of them. Because if I remember, my taffy was really not that bad. She was just yellow, and she had some rubs. But, you know, I was going through my crazy must-have-a-mint mint-so-soft period, and I was just so bound and determined that I thought, oh, I'll get a taffy to replace her in no time. And I must have gone through some sort of weird lull, because I never... replaced her, apparently. So I think we found what I'm missing. Taffy and Pixie Doo.
Should I go on to the rest?
You may as well finish it all off and make sure that I'm not missing something else.
Twilight.
Check.
Which, I don't just like her because of the movie.
Yeah, you had her actually before the movie, right?
No, I don't have her yet.
Oh, well, now you're going to have to get her. she's very pretty.
Yes,
but we'll talk about her more next week.
No, what I want is I want someone to make to contact me about making me a custom set of Twilight customs, okay? Because I know exactly what I want them to look like.
Well, there's a whole customs board for that, and I'm sure you could find somebody who is either already in the process of or be more than happy to do it for you. Of course,
yes.
For a charge.
Of course. And hopefully the charge won't break my bank. Sorry,
get
I'm
what
trying
you pay
to
for.
Find the last one.
Sorry, what? Last one? Who?
Last one? Okay, Satin and Lace, so soft.
Right, and I have her. So that's it? That's everybody?
Hold on, I'm checking. You gotta give me a moment here. I'm a little on the slow side here.
Really?
Hush up now.
Sorry,
you
see, you were too
mother.
Slow. You were too slow.
Both you and my mother.
Oh, God. Now, that's just bad, okay? It's one thing for me to poke fun, okay? But your mom?
Yes. She does it all the time.
Man.
So, and that's it.
Yay! So I know who I'm missing. And I'd had them both, and that's why I was so confused, because I've had them both, and I've... move them along to other pastures and have not replaced them yet. I'll tell you though, Skippy Doo, out of all of them, she's kind of fugly.
Yeah.
She's just a little bit like, okay, what were they doing when they thought up this color combination and oh so creative symbol? Yeah. So that was probably another reason why I was like, you know, I just she just doesn't do it for me. I don't even remember what condition she was in. Maybe I just didn't feel like dealing with her hair. I mean, it could have been something really simple like that. Or maybe I just thought she was ugly and I didn't want her. And I just sold her, so I didn't have to deal with it. You know, there are ponies out there. Although there are rare, there seem to be more in year 4 than others. But that just make you go, ooh, no, 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 no. But that's the wonderful thing. There are so many ponies, and so many of them are fantastic that you're going to love more of them than you're not going to like. So,
can I make this other little announcement?
What, more announcements, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to note that the fair not only brought me the Baby Ember set, it completed my first set of Rainbow Ponies.
Yay!
The second set of the Earth Ponies.
Mm-hmm.
And the second set of the Unicorn and Pegasus Ponies, minus the re-releases.
Nice. So we're talking about minus the long hairs and stuff.
Yeah, minus Firefly 2, Medley 2, Bowtie 2, and Applejack 2.
Gotcha.
So I actually completed quite a few sets.
It sounds like you had a very productive weekend.
Yes, I did. And I finally got, I forgot to mention last week, I finally got my Baby Moon Dancer.
Yay!
Mommy Moon Dancer finally has her baby.
And you have your book, right?
Yes.
So you see, everything is right in the world again.
Yes, it is. And I guess that ends everything for this week.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, let me travel down. We'll leave the pony room for now. One last sniff. Okay, now I need some pony snacks.
I already had mine.
You didn't tell me. We could have partook together.
I was chomping on them rather loudly.
Yeah, but you kind of always make strange noises with your mouth and giggling and stuff like that.
Okay, I'll go get another package.
Have you been listening?
Well, I've been listening and
talking to. Great. All right. Shushu, I need to be on the computer for a minute. Say bye-bye to all your friends that you've made now. No?
Fine.
All right. Well, I guess if you must, you can go ahead. You're more enthusiastic about typing than I am, so.
Yes, you're
just
telling
us. My water? She's, like, completely camped out in my chair with my headset, and she's drinking my water, and she's stolen my identity.
You've given us all sorts of good Uber information about you.
And you bribed her with what? Now she's saying she's bribed Rose Rebellion. I'm going, what are you bribing her with?
I don't know.
I mean, really, what do you have on her?
I missed that part.
So
are
that
you getting your
really
snack?
Interesting. Now, I am getting more water since
well,
my daughter drank all my water. That's what that weird noise was.
Oh, okay. Get your snacks, too.
Okay, getting snacks.
So I just got another package.
Okay, everybody, you got your snacks. It's snack time.
Yay.
Of course, here they are, yummy. Ah, I will share if you don't grab. You tricked her, though. You weren't really eating Rose. She was not eating them. She lied.
I never said I was eating
them. I'm happy. I got the green one.
So do I.
There was only one green one in my package. I stole it.
Mine too.
You know, come to think of it, the last couple packages I had, there was only one green one.
My last package, I didn't have a green one.
Not right. I think green is the favorite flavor. It's like the original Starburst. They always had, like, one strawberry in the whole package, and everybody knew that strawberry was the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're doing that with the green ones.
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Oh. I almost dropped it. I was holding it so gingerly so it's not too damaged. It's deliciousness. I almost dropped it, and the dog is waiting eagerly at my feet.
That's my dog, too.
Nom. Smell that? Can't have it.
Okay,
well,
Gummy treats and cavities do not mix.
I don't feel your pain, thankfully.
what pain. I haven't felt any pain yet.
Well, you said gummy candy and cavities. I thought maybe you had hit a nerve or something.
No.
You were very chipper about it.
No, they just get stuck.
Oh. You're going to eat any more of these, honey? She's leaving me the rest.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I did mention that I have enough pony snacks to last me like the rest of the year, right? I totally stocked up.
No, you didn't. I need to restock because this is what goes in every one of my stock boxes.
Wow. I would not suggest sending those in the middle of the summer to Florida.
No, I think I might actually not be sending them with my summer boxes. My summer boxes are going to be very lacking in candy.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. Dang, I forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about?
I don't remember. But I think we were talking about ending the show.
Oh. Were we really? Well.
Yes.
I guess if we have. Oh, no. One last thing on pony snacks. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Just so everybody knows, we do not fake this portion of our show.
No.
We really eat My Little Pony Snacks, the official My Little Pony Talk Show radio product.
Yes.
That's right.
And I have.
Everybody
and
go
I
out
have.
And get them in your fruit snack aisle, usually in the cereal aisle, next to the granola bars, which you do not want because they have too much fiber. Go for the fruit snack.
Go for the gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just so gosh darn delicious.
And on that note, dare we end the show like 3 minutes early? Do you really want to do that? I feel like it's like, you know, it's so anticlimactic.
Well, we can talk about next week's show and what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Next week's show, we're going to be going into year 5. And let me pull up year 5 in my book here. Oops. As I'm dropping stuff. Year 5, it had a lot of new things.
I'm sensing a trend. It seems every year they have, gasp, new things.
Yes.
Don't ruin the surprises.
Now I know what I almost forgot to do. The pony wear for year 4.
Oh, no. Please, come on. People, like, start logging off and closing the windows. You can't talk about pony wear. No, we can't end the show with pony wear, okay? Too boring.
Come on. This is a year where Megan had more clothes than Molly did.
Molly had no clothes.
Yes, poor Molly. Whereas Megan had ice princess.
It's like saying my dog has more clothes than Molly. Okay, my dog, all he needs is 2 sweaters, and he's more equipped than Molly. Come on.
That's about it. Because in this set, you had pony wear for both Megan and for Sundance.
Yes, that's wonderful. But I thought we were saving this stuff for, like, you know, accessory shows.
Yes, but we are touching on them.
Yes, they made them. All right, we've touched on them. You will not ruin a good 2-hour show by ending it with an accessory. No.
Oh, what, you don't want to talk about your Paradise Estate?
Which I'm on the verge of selling because I can't fit it nicely in the pony room. I mean, I've got the original box and the whole estate thing going on, and I'm going, I can't set it up. I mean, it's like in pieces wherever I can fit it. I mean, the room is just not big enough, and I'm going, I might just have to sell it because otherwise, I mean, I just can't walk in my room.
No.
Yeah, I'm considering
it. I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll talk. See, you should have told me that before I sent you all the money for the fair pony.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have been owing me money. We wouldn't have had all that nasty IMing. I mean, that pleasant conversation we had earlier this week.
Anyway.
Yeah, you guys think she's nice. Don't do business with her.
We have 60 seconds here, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Okay. I guess that means bye.
Yep, I guess this does mean this is bye-bye for this week. Talk with everyone later.
This is Kimono, And you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.